Senator Len Susio joining us.
Yes.
And, Senator, your bill, SB 76, will get a hearing today at the Transportation Committee hearing.
That's correct, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's important that we get people to show up there and testify. It is a public hearing, and the general public is welcome to come and give testimony. I believe the testimony will be limited to 3 minutes. And for people who cannot make the meeting, which will be held in the Legislative Office Building, people can always submit written testimony expressing their opinion about this this mileage tax and the waste of taxpayer money for this study, which I'm adamantly opposed to, and I'm trying to get the legislature to reverse. You allowed me the honor of presenting the issue to your reader, to your listeners last week, and just to reiterate that there is a mileage tax study that's been approved by the governor and committed to by the DOT to spend $300,000 on a study to convince taxpayers that this is the way to go. And nonetheless, the governor has adamantly said that he has no intention of introducing or supporting the mileage tax, and Senate leaders Senator Martin Looney have said the same thing. So my question is, why are we spending $300,000 on a study to implement a tax that everyone says they have no interest and no intention of implementing?
Well, Senator, what you want to do, and Dan and I both appreciate this because we've been working on it. We've got these the veterans that take care of funerals, and they want to cut this out. It doesn't cost the state that much. The veterans themselves buy their own suits, buy what they need, and I know that you, and we want to thank you, you are leading the charge to take that money so that they don't have to stop doing what they do at these funerals.
And that's right, because the honor guard is something that is proper and fitting for the men and women who served our country and put their lives on the line, and it's the least we can do to thank them and their families for the great sacrifices that they made. And by the way, Brad, my understanding is we're going to run out of money in that fund by sometime in April. So this is something that's going to happen before the next fiscal year begins even. And I want to restore that money right away. I want the legislature to act on SB 76, which would do that. It would stop the mileage tax study dead in its tracks, and it would take that $300,000 waste of taxpayer money and put it back into the memorial fund for the veterans' burials. That's the priority. Spending is always about priorities. Where are your priorities? Are we going to spend money on a useless mileage tax and take it away from our veterans, or are we going to do the reverse?
You know, Senator, it's fascinating because, as you mentioned, Senator Looney, among others, is saying that you're essentially making a mountain out of a molehill, that the money, although it's earmarked for this study, we're never going to be taxed by the mile. But I think you bring up a good point. If that's the case, why are we doing this study?
Absolutely.
It's a total contradiction. And as I said in a newspaper interview the other day, there's an old saying, actions speak louder than words. And I think the actions are betraying a double intention here, that the real intention is to get the public to accept this. And in fact, Brad, I read the letter of intent that was signed by Commissioner Redeker regarding the study, and one of the main goals of the study is to convince the public to accept the idea of a mileage tax. So, it just beguiles the imagination how the governor can say one thing and do something completely in contradiction to it. So, I'm sorry. I have to go along with the idea that they have every intention of eventually introducing a mileage tax, and they're robbing from our veterans fund to do that. And I think that's a tragedy, and I think it's a misuse, a gross misuse.
This meeting starts at 11 o'clock this morning. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's going to be in the Legislative Office Building, and I urge people to show up for it. If you go into the main hall there, it's going to be on the first floor, and there'll be directions on, you can ask any of the security people there where the hearing is. The Transportation Committee hearing is what you would ask for. And I invite people to come up, exercise your rights and responsibilities as a citizen, have a say in the law. I guarantee you, if we get a large crowd to show up, it will have an impact.
Senator, I'm guessing that it's advisable for people to show up early, too, because that item is going to be number 4 on the agenda as I read it. So they'll get to it rather quickly. It's not going to be one of those situations where you've got to wait all day before you get a chance to speak.
Well, there is a custom in the legislature, however, to let public officials speak first on issues, and sometimes that can go on for a while. And it, you know, by the way, you can show up any time the hearing is being held and testify about this bill. So if you get there late, you still can testify about it. It's not required that you have to testify at the beginning.
Good. Well, you're going to have veterans there. We can guarantee you that.
Great. Well, you know what? I'll be at the door greeting them. I'd love to see our veterans show up and demand that this outrageous decision be reversed.
Senator, have you gotten any support from your colleagues on this?
Yes, I believe we're going to have a lot of support on this thing. But, of course, the party that controls the legislature is still, you know, supporting this stuff, let alone the governor himself. And they're in a state of denial. I think they think that Connecticut citizens were born yesterday, that they could, again, argue that they have no intention of introducing this tax, but they're spending $300,000 on a study on how to convince the people to support the tax. It just, Brad, I don't know. I think there's something in the drinking water up there at the LOB.
You said it, I didn't. But you know, Senator, I've got to say, on behalf of Dan and myself, that you have been a battler. I remember the times that you've talked with me about the situation in the prisons. And this situation, seriously, with the veterans, this is very, very important to them. And that is why I know that you're going to get a large crowd today. And you know something? It's not going to cost that much. And they're not asking for much. All they want to do is to honor those who honored us with their lives.
Yes. And, Brad, I'm also on the Veterans Affairs Committee. I personally asked to be put on it. I want to do everything I can to help our veterans out, especially those who have retired and now are facing difficulties.
Well, good luck to you today, and I'm sure. And get back to us, will you? Will you get back to us on the whole thing?
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later this week, Brad. I'll give you an update on how things are going. And there's some other very interesting things happening at the Capitol I'd like to brief you on, too. But we won't talk about that today.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.